Soviets and what happened before and after the Iranian Revolution of 1979.
Right. I mean, we used to be an American colony, basically, you know, before 79. And that overnight...
With the U.S. supporting the Shah.
Yeah. And, you know, not only supporting, but also culturally, economically, you know, it was much deeper than supporting just the Shah. And then after that, that changed overnight, you know, and we became sort of arch enemy of U.S. And growing up in that and growing up in that environment, you sort of have this sort of negative space that is inhibited by the great Satan, America, as the Islamic Republic was calling it. So you cannot help by being engaged or interested in U.S. politics, you know. But also, I think as someone who grew up in the Middle East, you know, one thing that our experience, at least talking for myself, is there is not a huge difference between a Democratic president and a Republican president. There's not a, you know, we feel like the bombs are going to drop anyways. You know, we're going to get the short end of the stick anyways. And I think that sort of neutralizes this debate a little bit, you know, which is interesting because when you look at the sort of, you know, both the Democrats and Republicans, they try to create this inevitability of the other side being the villain, the other side would destroy this country and all that. But if you look at it, Fred Trump, his dad, Donald's dad, lifelong Democrat, Democratic donor, Roy Cohn, Democrat, Mr. Trump himself, a relatively, say, pro-abortion Democrat, gone to an anti-abortion Republican. What does that tell you about the U.S. political system?
And, of course, Roy Cohn was the ally of the Wisconsin Republican hate monger Joe McCarthy, though he survives when Joe McCarthy ultimately takes on the army and dies. But also in the execution of the Rosenbergs, that comes up a few times in your film. And for people who aren't familiar with what happened on June 21st, 1953, and Roy Cohn's role in that.
That's right, because he was instrumental in getting Rosenbergs executed. And, you know,
Ethel and Julius.
And there are different accounts, you know, as like how guilty they were and of their charges, espionage. But I think the accounts are sort of, people generally agree that Julius might have been guilty, but Ethel wasn't really, you know, guilty, or if she was, she wouldn't be guilty of execution, at least. That much is, I think, pretty well known and accepted. And I think Roy really pushed for them to be executed and to make a statement. And you know, basically manipulated the whole legal system and the judge and all that. And that's a really good example of what kind of person he was as a political operative. And again, this is a tradition sort of in a way. There is a, if you are interested in genealogy of American populist rights, there is a line going from Joseph McCarthy, Roy Cohn, Richard Nixon, Roger Stone, Paul Manafort, Ronald Reagan, and over to Mr. Trump.
Acclaimed Iranian-Danish filmmaker Ali Abbasi directs The Apprentice, which opens today in theaters around the country and the world. The film stars Sebastian Stan as Donald Trump, Jeremy Strong as Roy Cohn, Strong's famous for starring in the Succession TV series, and Maria Bakalova, who plays Trump's first wife, Ivana. The film also deals with Ivana's allegations that Trump raped her. Trump's lawyers have sent Ali Abbasi a cease and desist order. Visit democracynow.org to see our interviews with Trump's niece, Mary, and nephew, Fred. Happy birthday to Miguel Noguera. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Mercedes Sosa.
Mm-hmm. Y el abecedario con las palabras que pienso y declaro, madre, amigo, hermano, y luz alumbrando la ruta del alma del que estoy amando.
La 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 la, canta la 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 la. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado el oído que en todo su ancho graba noche y día.
Good morning. You're in Pinckney Hall, being broadcast on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, and also on those on that internet at WRCT.org. org. The song that you just heard was Gracias a la Vida, a composition by Chalet and, artist. I'll say artist because she did a lot of things other than singing and songwriting. Violeta Parra, and that was from a Joan Baez album, Diamonds and Rust in the Bullring. And the other singer, as the introduction noted, was Mercedes Sosa. Now, what we're going to do today here at WRCT, we're going to recognize Hispanic Heritage Month, that is National Hispanic Heritage Month, because I say that because it was established by an act of Congress. It honors people who are U.S. citizens and are of Spanish descent. Now, Violeta Parra, neither Violeta Parra or Mercedes Sosa were U.S. citizens, as far as I know. I don't even think they ever lived here. I'm sure Violeta Parra never did. But Joan Baez fits that category. She grew up she was born in New York. I didn't know if she really grew up there, but she's of Mexican descent. And so it will go. A couple of the songs we'll play will be Spanish lyrics, but if that puts people off, there'll be some English ones, too. I hope it doesn't put anybody off. I know some people who would put off, so. Okay. So, what should we do now? We should give you a couple of PSAs. I think that's what's up next here. This is kind of a new one. It's been a while since we've had a new DJ Reads It PSA. We have other PSAs that I'm not going to get into that. Okay. Families affected by disasters urgently need support. I'm speaking that way because it's in all caps. You can help the American Red Cross provide help and hope to those when they need it most. Please donate today. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. To help people affected by disasters, big and small. Your support is critical. We can't do it without you. And we're going to move from disasters to a medical announcement. Vaccination is not just for kids. The National Foundation for Infectious Diseases urges all adults to speak to their doctors about vaccinations they need. More U.S. adults die of vaccine-preventable diseases than from breast cancer, AIDS, or traffic accidents. And adults can spread diseases to others at even greater risk, like infants and old people. Protect yourself and those close to you by getting immunized. Learn more by visiting adultvaccination.org. Okay. We'll play some more music.
If there's a way to say I'm sorry, perhaps I'll stay another evening beside your door and watch the moon rise inside your window where jewels are falling and flowers weeping. And strangers laughing because you're dreaming that I have gone. And if I don't know why I'm going, perhaps I'll wait beside the pathway where no one's coming and count the questions I turned away from or closed my eyes.
treat or sold by preachers while you're still walking your separate ways. Sometimes we bind ourselves together and seldom know the harm in binding. The only feeling that cries for freedom and needs unfolding and understanding and time for standing.
Madrugada me ve corriendo bajo el cielo que va dando color. No salgas sola a nombrarme a la fuerza de la inmigración. Un dolor que siento en el pecho es mi alma que sufre de amor. Pienso en ti y en tus brazos que esperan, tus besos y tu pasión. ¿A dónde voy? ¿A dónde voy? La esperanza es mi destinación. Solo estoy, solo estoy.
Trouble City, in rock and roll USA, in the shadow of the tallest building, I vowed I would break away. Listen to the Sunday actors, but all they would ever say, that you can't get away from it. No, you can't get away. No, you can't get away from. No, you can't get away. School down the city sidewalks, coldness at every turn. Knew I had to find the exits, I never ever would return. Scoffed at the prophet's omens, that said I would live to learn, that you can't get away from it. No, you can't get away. No, you can't get away from it. No, you can't get away. West Coast, stopped in a sleepy town. Left my change and walked out, I didn't even turn around. What they were getting next to was that old familiar sound that you can't get away from. No, you can't get away. No, you can't get away from. No, you can't get away. In a hotel room in Amsterdam, on a wild and windy August night, as a cloud passed over a cold moon, my heart was seized with terror and fright. Seeping up through the floorboards, coming in through the walls, coming in through the doorway, ringing up and down the halls. That you can't get away from it. No, you can't get away. No, you can't get away from it. No, you can't get away. 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 No, you can't get away.
And so goes our first set of Hispanic heritage music. Just to repeat myself a little bit, the first song that we played at the opening of the show was from a Joan Baez record, Diamonds and Rust in the Bull Ring. It was a recorded in a real actual bull ring in Bilbao. And the name of the song was Gracias a la Vida, and that was a Violeta Parra song. And Mercedes Sosa, who had a very big international hit with that song some time ago, was the other voice that you heard. After that, we had Mimi and Richard Farina, both of whom do qualify as being of Hispanic heritage. If the voice sounded a little bit familiar, the female voice, it's because Mimi is Joan's sister. We played the title track off of Reflections in a Crystal Wind, their first and sadly, oh no, I'm not, did they ever record a second LP? I don't know. I should check these things before I come down here. And then after that, we had Lydia Mendoza, known as the queen of Tejano music. From Texas, of course, if it's Tejano music, doing a Mel Hombre. That was off a compilation that was also titled Mel Hombre. Lydia had really two kind of careers. 30s, young woman. She left the music industry to raise a family and came back with a much fuller voice in the 50s and 60s. That was one of her early records. Linda Ronstadt next. Now, you know, Ronstadt, that sounds kind of Germanic, doesn't it? Well, yes, it is. And believe it or not, many people from Germany immigrated to Latin America in both the 19th century and the 20th century, and Linda's grandfather was one of them. The name of the song was Adonde Voy, and that was off of Winter Light. And then the song that you just heard was by Rodriguez. The name of the song was Coming From Reality, and that was off of Can't Get Away. For those of you not familiar with Rodriguez, it's an interesting story. He's from Detroit, and he didn't make much of a splash here, but he sure did overseas, especially in South Africa. And he just, you know, kind of disappeared. People thought he had committed suicide. No sign of him anyway. But a big fan of his tracked him down and found him, you know, walking down the street in Detroit. And they made a movie of that, Looking for Sugar Man, which if you ever have a chance to see it, Yeah, you should check it out. It's a heartwarming tale. Okay. What else should I do here? Oh, I will tell you about one of our longtime underwriters. WRCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by the unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grand Avenue in Millvale. For more information about selling records and new releases, is available at 412-821-8484 or at Atlantic Record Store, Inc., no spaces, .com. Okay, back to the music.
Well, Chicago, running the streets of Detroit, burning down the halls of San Antonio. Don't ask me for a dime, I'm just hanging on.
Soy marinero. lucho como un soldado y escribo historias. Revolucionario en busca de victoria.
Primero con luz, amor y alegría. Le ofrezco a la vida victoria divina.
Nadie nos para ni nos separa.
I'll tell you what was in that second set of music by artists with Hispanic heritage. Now, as I hope you've figured out by now, we're not playing music that has Hispanic heritage, but we're playing music by artists with Hispanic heritage. The last song that you heard was by Santana. The vocals were, I'm pretty sure it's Ziggy Marley. I don't have the thing in front of me. Anyhow, it is a Bob Marley song off of, the name of the song was Iron Lion Zion. It was off of a release by the same name. It's kind of a typical Santana release. He likes different genres. We'll put it that way. Kind of like Kenny Joe, I suppose. Before that, we had Richie Valens doing La Bamba. I think he's the only person we're playing today from California. Most of the rest of them are from New York or Texas. But you know, if you wanted a top 40 hit, you probably didn't go in with a Hispanic name right. Right then, Richie's last name was Valenzuela, and they shortened it to Valens, but he insisted on doing a Spanish language song as the B-side of Donna, and much to everybody's surprise, the B-side was almost as big a hit as was Donna. Richie, of course, is one of the three vocalists who lost their lives in the Clear Lake crash, along with Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper. Every time I play a song by one of them, you know, it makes you think, well, you know, they were all very young, very early in their career. What would have happened if they'd hung around for longer? We'll never know. Alejandro Escovedo, a very, in Kenny Joe's opinion, underestimated songwriter and vocalist, was the one that on the song before that, Can't Make Me Run, off of the Big Station CD. And we started the set off with a track from a compilation, Tejano Roots, Orchestras Tejanas, The Formative Years. And we wanted to play another Tejano song, and that was a little polka called Mi Morena. And one of the interesting things about the Tejano music is that, it just as Linda Ronstadt had a German ancestor, there were lots of Germans and other folks from Eastern Europe who settled in Texas. And so you have a lot of accordions and polkas included in the Tejano music. Okay, I'm probably saying enough here. Let me, what haven't I done? Oh, I haven't told you about some other fine shows here on WRCT. Let me tell you first about Jazz Corner, one-to-one with Kevin Amos. Join Kevin Amos from 6 a.m. until noon each Sunday for jazz, blues, R&B, funk, soul, reggae, and more. And let's see. This is, well, we just missed this. This is Friday morning. Here's a guy who comes in earlier than Kenny Joe. Cruise in the Decades, 100 Years of Music, is a weekly journey through audio history and the recorded popular music era. Hear the sounds of history in all genres. Come to life, one song per decade from the 1920s to the 2020s. Join host Brad Savage Fridays from 6 to 7 a.m. as he accentuates a musical time travel journey each week here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay. I'm gonna throw in three new music tracks here, and if we have any time left, I've got a relatively short music in the Hispanic heritage theme I can throw in there. So I'll tell you what, I'll play that one first, then we'll get to the new music. No, that's not going to work. We'll do the new music.
Helplessly hoping her harlequin hovers nearby, awaiting a word. At glimpses of gentle true spirit, he runs, wishing he could fly high, only to trip at the sound of goodbye. Wordlessly watching, he waits by the window and wonders at the empty place inside. Heartlessly helping himself to her bad dreams, he worries, did he hear a goodbye? Or even a hello? Certain to tell you, confusion has its cost. Love isn't lying, it's loose in a lady who lingers, saying she is lost and choking on hello.
Thank you. This is Apollo Control, Houston here.
Well, we'll tell you what was in that last set, then we're going to turn things over to Zombo here, if I can get the microphone straightened out. The new music we played for you, the first one was Bertha and the Bells doing Helplessly Hoping. I know it's weird to describe that as new music, but in this case it is. It's recently released. After that, we had the Ghost Funk Orchestra doing Where To? Off of A Trip to the Moon. And the last new music song we played was City of Angels by Tom Sykes off of A Long Hard Road. And the song you just heard was Freddie Fender and the Texas Tornadoes doing Soy de San Luis off of Adios Mexico. So the Texas Freddie Fenders had a long and very interesting career, although I think for a lot of people he's known more as a what was this big song? Sleepless Nights, right?
Wasted Days and Wasted Nights.
Yeah, I think most people know him from that age, but he had a long career and he did a lot of great Tejano music. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us on our little celebration of National Hispanic Heritage Month. It's a month that started like on the 15th of September and runs through the 15th of October. I believe they did it because many Latin American countries celebrate their independence from the colonial rulers during that time period. So that's that. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be back next week. I'm not sure what we're going to do, but whatever it is, I hope you like it. This is Kenny Joe handing it over to Zombo. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
At the Hotel Paradise, this is what I told him as I gazed into his eyes. Rooms were made for carpets, towers made for spires, ships were made for cannonade to fire off from inside them. Camp Town ladies never sang Hallelujah. No. Camp Town ladies never sang Hallelujah. No. Foster at the Hotel Paradise. This is what I told him as I gazed into his eyes. Ships were made for sinking, whiskey made for drinking. If we were made of cellophane, we'd all get stinking drunk much faster. Camp Town ladies never sang all the doodah. No. Camp Town ladies never sang all the doodah. Yeah.
idols in the firmament. Bookity bookity book, book, bookity bookity book, book. Old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. And all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, plowing through the ragged sky and up a cloudy trail. Yippee-yay-yay!
Yippee-yay-yay!
Oh, yippee-yay-yo!
Yippee-yay-yo!
Ghost riders in the sky, their brands were still on fire and their hoofs were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny, and their hot breath he could